Thank you. This is a joint statement by Franciscans International, FIAN, WILP, CIDSE, CCFD, LHR, and FIDH. We reject Brazil's proposal to delete the references to collectively or group of persons in Article 1.1 and 1.2, respectively. This proposal would go against the vast jurisprudence in international human rights law recognizing the collective exercise of human rights. Among others, it would go against the main precedents that we can find in international agreements, such as the optional protocols to the International Covenant on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights, the CEDAW, and to the CRC. Collective rights are also enshrined in the UN declarations on the rights of indigenous peoples and on the rights of peasants and other peoples working in rural areas. In subparagraph 1 in the definition of victims, we suggest adding human rights violation to the text so that victims include those that have suffered harm that constitute human rights abuse or violation. We also note that we, alongside our partners, have documented and advocated on the cases of environmental damage and toxic waste where the impacts have taken years to manifest or continue to impact local populations for generations. In that sense, we would like to propose that the definition of victims in Article 1 recognize not only people who have suffered harm, but also those who are under impending threat of harm, includes those impacted by transgenerational harm. We also note that relatives of victims should not be narrowed. In line with international and regional jurisprudence, this definition should include all family members and relatives, including caregivers and others in familial relationships. The definition should make explicit reference to human rights offenders as potential victims as well. The definition would state in part, the term victim shall also include all family members or dependents of the direct victim, including instances of latent, enduring, or transgenerational harm. This language has been supported by judgments from the International Criminal Court, which has recognized the phenomenon of harm from transgenerational trauma. The Committee on the Rights of the Child has also underscored transgenerational consequences in the context of business activities and operations, and the need for states to provide remedies in cases of business violations. We'll email the suggested language to the Secretariat. In relation to the definition of human rights abuse in subparagraph 2, we support the addition of language in line with Human Rights Council Resolution 4813 on the right to a healthy environment. This right is recognized in a number of constitutions worldwide and has been recognized in the jurisprudence of regional human rights bodies, such as the Inter-American Human Rights Court. Furthermore, the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and the Environment has also developed standards in this regard. In relation to the definition of business activity of Article 1.3, business activities of transnational character, Article 1.4, and business relationships, Article 1.5, the exclusion of references to for-profit activities only in Article 1.3 and explicit reference to state entities in 1.5 are welcome, as it goes in the direction of avoiding any gap that would allow state-owned enterprises and the state to escape from the application of the treaty. We disagree with Iran's proposal of 1.5 bis because even businesses with activities of a transnational character need to be registered under domestic law. Thank you.